こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。アップルのアプリで、トランスクリプト購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。この間のアップデートでね、オフラインでも読めるようになったり、 iOS6 でもダウンロードできるようになりましたので、
yeah.
ぜひお願いします。
Finally
Yes、1個目、24日にウガンダで反同性愛法が成立しました。これにより同性愛行為を繰り返した人は終身刑に処されるほか、国民は同性愛者の告発が義務付けられます。おととい、ウガンダの大衆紙には同性愛者200人の顔写真や個人情報が掲載されました。ウガンダではアメリカ式の福音主義のキリスト教信者が増加傾向にあり、それに伴って同性愛者への暴力行為や脅迫が広がっています。また女性の同性愛者に対し強制目的とするレイプの事例も報告されています。
On the 24th, the Ugandan government passed a law stating that people who repeat homosexual behaviors can be sentenced to life in prison. 2 days ago, a Ugandan newspaper published a list of 200 of the 200 top homosexuals, which is what they were calling it, supposedly outing many people that have not made their homosexuality public. Recently, there has been a significant increase in evangelist Christian doctrine and ideology in Uganda, that many believe is related to these new policies.
Ignorance. 昔のアメリカみたいな感じだよね、だから。
Yeah, it's a bit different though, because according to the officials in Uganda, obviously they wouldn't make a public statement that they're enacting these policies for religious reasons.
Right.
But they do have a serious HIV problem there.
Mm.
And so they say that they've made these activities illegal with such harsh punishment to reduce HIV cases and AIDS cases.
Yeah. It's really stupid because なんかそのこの大衆紙とかもそうだし、これ初めてじゃなくて、そのゲイの人たちの住所とか名前とかを書いた個人情報を新聞に流すみたいのは、まあ、今回だけじゃなくて前にもあったんだけど、こういうなんて言うんだろう、 It seems like they're enjoying it.
It's really witch hunty.
そうなの、そうそうそうそう、
Isn't it?
本当そんな感じ、そう。
And how many of these people are actually homosexual? I mean, apparently a lot of them have not made their homosexuality public. But who...How did they verify any of this? What is this crap? It's so strange.
I know. しかも2014年だよ。今どんどんその同性愛の結婚を進めようとか世界的になっている流れの中で、今さら反同性愛法を可決しているっていう。You know, it's so backwards.
Yeah. Well, they bring up the issue of sovereignty, which is that.You know, they're a sovereign nation. They can dictate, you know, their own laws as those people see fit. But it's also a human rights violation, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it's still opinion right now, because not everyone has agreed on that. But I really do think it is a human rights violation to imprison people. I mean, it's their private life. They can do what they want. Why do you care? Why do people care?
Yeah.Exactly. And it's もうすごい科学に反してるじゃん。Right? It's like... What? it's just so... I don't know. Unbelievable.
Well, it is Uganda.
Still, they have the internet. They have access to... They're working with the states, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean...It's not like they're isolated. So,
But look at nations that we consider to be developed and how they treat these issues. I mean, even look at the United States. It wasn't until very recently.
Yeah.
Very recently that gays have experienced anything even close to equal rights
yeah.
or fairness.
Yeah. まあその今までねいろいろ科学的に分かってなかったこととかいろいろみんなが無知だったことによってあの間違えたことをいろいろしてきた歴史があるのはもうそれは人間として仕方ないんだけどどんどん前に進んでいかなきゃいけないじゃん、
yeah.
みんなで協力してその中でこうやって後ろ向きに進んでいるところが未だにあることが驚く
Isn't it really interesting how science is dictating morality now?
いや確かに
It doesn't seem like something that would dictate reality or morality. Morality seems like we think of morality as having originated from religion, religious principles
yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
But now it seems like religious principles are almost the opposite of morality.
そうね。その、だから、モラルっていうのが昔はふわっとしたものだったわけじゃない？その、これはすごい悪い気がするとか、これっていいことの感じがするみたいなふわっとしたものだったのがやっぱり科学が出てきたことによってもっとだから楽に決められるじゃん、あの数学みたいにだから
You know, there are so many victims of so many stupid laws all over the world in every single country including Japan
yeah.
including the United States
yeah.
And the important distinction to make is thatThe reality of these situations isn't dictated by law, it's dictated by science. That's how we find out what the truth is.
Yeah.
Not law.
Yeah.
Ever. And religious institutions have not demonstrated any form of innovation, moral innovation, in how long? Like, forever.
Ever.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see the churches coming out and saying like,black people should be treated the same. Slavery is wrong.
Yeah.
No, we don't. There's not churches coming out and saying like, oh, gay people should have equal rights. Or that nothing's being dictated by religious institutions
so,
on moral ground at this point.
Yeah, yeah. まあだからその宗教家の人たちから新しい発見がみんなに発表されることはないからね。It's not like they're doing research or anything. So.They're just holding on to some old book that they've been reading for, what, centuries?
Yeah.
So.
Well, the evangelist interpretations, this kind of literalist interpretation of the Bible is insane. There's no way the earth is 10,000 years old. I'm sorry. It's just not true.
Yeah. その別にね聖書を信じてる人はそれはそれでいいと思うんだけどどっちかにしてほしいんだよねだからフレキシブルに
it's a personal issue if you have religious beliefs it's a personal thing and it's so strange to try to control other people's behaviors
yeah so my point is like すごい聖書に対してフレキシブルになるならフレキシブルにすればいいし literally に取るならじゃあ全部 literally に取ってほしいじゃんIf you say that, じゃあ聖書にゲイの人ダメって書いてるからダメって言うんだったら、じゃあ生理の女は汚いから触っちゃダメとか聖書に書いてあるじゃん。とか生理の女が一回座った椅子はもう座っちゃダメとか、それもなんでそっちはディスミスしてゲイの人のだけ literally に今も取ってるの。
Well, look at the some of the things that Jesus supposedly said. What is it? A rich man.Odds of getting into heaven are lower than like a camel passing through the head of a needle or something crazy like something like that but then we see like all these religious institutions are so wealthy pay no taxes
Vatican
and it's so extravagant and it's like is it the same book we're talking about? It's confusing.
ね、だから literally に取るなら全部 literally に取ってくれないと I think it's not fair.
And we've talked about this before, but things like tithing, where you're paying, people are paying so much of their income, 10% or even more to these churches, which they spend on all kinds of crazy lavish things, and it doesn't vibe right with the messages in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jesus never talked about building churches or
and that's,
you know,
that's
taking
if,
money.
If you're going to be literal about it. If I mean, it's so strange.
Yeah.
There's so many contradictions there.
Just be consistent. 次、Facebook がメッセージアプリの WhatsApp を買収すると発表しました。買収額は約1兆9千億円です。1兆9千億円は国連の人道支援予算1年分やウクライナのデモのきっかけとなったロシアへの借金額、フィリピンの台風被害の復興支援3回分と同等の金額です。
About a week ago, Facebook purchased messaging service WhatsApp for $19 billion. This is greater than the annual budget of UN humanitarian operations, the loan to Russia that angered Ukrainians, resulting in those protests and reconstruction costs after Hurricane Haiyan in the Philippines.
So, 3回分ね、しかもそれの。
Ah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, $19 billion.
That's
a lot of money. That you could buy, you can buy an aircraft carrier.
Right.
You can establish a colony on Mars.
Mm.
Supposedly, someone.
Wow.
That was written somewhere. And the budget for NASA.
Yeah.
Is $18 billion. Yeah.
So, annually,
So Facebook spent more money than the budget for NASA to buy a messaging app.
Wow. Ugh.
I think that's too expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
その1兆9千億円だけ聞くとどれぐらいかよくわかんないけど、そのそういうふうに何にイクイバレントか言われるとわかりやすいよね。
うん、
でも NASA の1年分の予算と同じって WhatsApp そんなかって思っちゃうよね。
The thing is with these numbers is a lot of people hear these big numbers and it's like, okay, what is, they don't, they're kind of abstract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, once you've hit once you've hit like 1,000, it starts to become abstract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people don't really understand these numbers anymore.
Mm.
You know, you say like 20 million, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is 19 billion.
Yeah.
A billion is 1,000 million.
Yeah.
If I say 19,000 million, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 超、一兆の、その超まで行くともうね、だからそういう国家予算レベルだもんね。
Mm.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, business is business. And I know it's important and you can't really compare it with 国連とか、でも、If I was Zuckerberg, I would kind of feel bad. Like, what am I doing?
Well, think about the dude who sold WhatsApp.
そうだね。
He is just laughing and clicking his heels all the way to the bank.
Yeah, yeah. 日本にいるとあんまり WhatsApp そんなにもう、LINE の前はみんな WhatsApp 使ってたけど、海外の人とか。でも最近、なんか結構みんな、まあ一回日本に住んだことある人とかは海外にいても LINE 使ってるし、使ってる WhatsApp?
No.
I
tried it once and it sucked, so I deleted it.
私多分ね、
But that was a long time ago.
3人ぐらいと話すためだけにまだ使ってるけど。But,
This is kind of like what we talked about with, Yoshiken. Ne?
Like what?
Kind of that isolation.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like everyone else in the world is using WhatsApp. WhatsApp has way more users than Facebook does, actually.
そうだよね。Yeah. ね、海外でみんなだって WhatsApp 使ってるもんね。
Yeah.
日本は LINE だけど。まあ。
This is really changing the whole landscape of service, the way that all these service providers work for cell phones, because it's almost like the call rates are irrelevant now. It's like, oh, it's this many yen per minute. Well, I can just call online for free.
Yeah.
And the quality is better. It sounds better.
私 LINE で国際電話してるもん。ただだし。
Yeah, me
too. もうバカみたいだもんね。国際電話にお金払うっていうなんか。
And the other thing is, I can call someone anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even have to be. I can call someone overseas
yeah.
with these apps, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. That's what I just did, like, yesterday. 次、オーストラリアのファクトリオプロダクツ社が BroApp というアプリを発表しました。付き合っている彼女の名前を登録し、タイマーをセットすることで自動で彼女にメールを送ってくれます。内容は今日何してたの、会いたいなど、シンプルながら甘いものです。彼女の家の Wi-Fi につなぐと自動メールは停止されます。また彼女がメールしてきた時や自分が彼女に自発的にメールした際にも自動メールは停止され、不自然なメールが届かないようになっています。
Australian company Factorial Product has produced a mobile application called Bro App. Once a bro has entered their girlfriend's name, typed out some predetermined text and set a schedule, the application will automatically send text to their girlfriend. The app shuts off automated textingwhen it connects to your girlfriend's Wi-Fi to help you keep users from getting busted. It is also smart enough not to send scheduled text in an unnatural way by being aware of when messages are incoming and outgoing. So it doesn't, it won't send an automated message right after you just sent a message.
どんだけ面倒くさがりなんだよ。
This, the first thing I thought of when I read this was the birthday notification in Facebook. Where when you're on Facebook and it's someone's birthday, it tells you in the top right hand corner. And if you click on it, a little box pops out. And then you don't even have to go anywhere. Right from that page, you can just type like happy birthday or whatever. And then it's on there. Well, it's so easy.
Yeah.
So like we went from having to remember people's birthdays, giving people gifts, calling people to tell them happy birthday.
Yeah. Or buying cards and stamps. And
this is kind of devolved into this Facebook, like, so automated.
Yeah.
Like, how many of your friends' birthdays do you know right now?
Just one.
Really?
No, actually, three. That's it.
Yeah.
もともとね、あんまり。
やばいよね。
うん。だって覚える必要ないんだもんね。Facebook で教えてくれるし。
よくないんだよ。
でもすごい仲いい人は覚えてるから、まあ、あと家族とかはもちろん覚えてるし、それ以外いらなくない？ぶっちゃけ。 And I don't expect people to remember my birthday either. I don't get upset like, ひどい、覚えてないんだみたいな。 Unless, you know, I don't know, 彼氏とかだったらまあ嫌だけど。
Yeah, well, maybe the bro app tells you.
Your 彼氏が
Bro App automatically texts happy birthday.
彼氏がBro App使ってたらもうマジ終わりなんだけど。 It's like,
but you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. It's smart. It's a smart app.
Yeah, but if I find it on his phone or whatever, I'd be like,
it's so hidden. It's in folders and folders.
寂しくない？だってさ、この例文いっぱいあったじゃん。なんか、What are you up to today? とか、I hope you have a good day. Good morning. とか。
Yeah, you'd be really happy, but the truth is, this bro does not really give a shit.
You never know. You never know.
I mean, if they're using the app, they don't really.
Yeah. そうだね。Yeah. If they're using the app, yeah. They obviously don't care about the answers. 悲しくない？それに対してさ、女の子は一生懸命。Yeah, I went here and there and I did this and that today とかさ、How about you? みたいな一生懸命返しちゃうじゃんね。じゃあメール来ない方がマシじゃない？
We're gonna have artificial intelligence that'll be smart enough to emulate you almost perfectly eventually.
じゃあメールしない方がマシじゃん。いらないよ。じゃあ
What if there's like a what's the female version of a bro?
ho?
違うよ。全然違う。
I know.
ho じゃないし。But yeah, if the bro's girlfriend is using some girlfriend app that does the same thing.
ね、お互い機械同士が話してるけど、お互い気づいてないみたいな。
悲しい。
Yeah. じゃあメールしない方がマシだよ。
次。Researchers have found that I actually don't know how to pronounce this word. Sadomasochistic.
It's probably it's a name of a guy, right?
Sado. What? Really?
Yeah, Sado Hakushaku.
What? っていう
超ド S の人がいたんだよ。その人の名前でしょ。ド S の。
何人？
I don't remember. French? German? Some really? European guy, yeah.
Well, it comes from sadism.
Probably French.
Sadomasochistic behaviors can actually induce a near meditative state of mind that may be beneficial for one's health. They also found that both people giving and receiving pain experience similar altered states of consciousness. For a long time, consensual sadomasochistic behavior had been considered pathological. However, researchers have not been able to demonstrate how they are harmful. Researchers were able to determine using cognitive tests that sadomasochistic behavior would put subjects in a flow state where one is fully focused on a task. People on the receiving end scored more poorly on tasks involving the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, an area of the brain associated with higher level functions like executive control and working memory. Researchers believe that this is because the pain during these activities causes blood to flow away from that part of the brain.
最新の研究で SM 行為を行うことで瞑想に近い状態になり健康にいいことが分かりました。合意の上での SM 行為はこれまでアブノーマルな性癖として捉えられてきましたが、科学的に害となる要素はこれまで発見されていません。実験により SM 行為に及んでいる最中は瞑想中と同様に高い集中力を発揮していることが分かりました。M の人は特に行為中に記憶や複雑な思考に関連する背外側前頭前皮質の血流が減って働きが低下していました。これどうやって実験したの？
I don't have it written down, but they had 14 subjects, 10 of which were women, and they were all switches. And a switch in the S&M community, suppose, I guess, is this... It's like someone that can do both.
Hey.
So they enjoy both the sadistic angle and the masochistic
position. Okay. そんな人がいるのか。
Yeah, so they use these switches for this. And before and after those sadomasochistic activities, they had them do Stroop tests. And the Stroop test is where they have like the word red, but it's in blue font. You know, so you have to read it. You don't want to say the color, you want to read the word. But humans are stupid, so we really struggle to do that for some reason. And they found that the scores were lower for people who were on the masochistic end of those activities.
Okay.
And that has implications for
それじゃあスペンクされながらそれを読むの？
No. 後で。
あ、後で。
Yeah.
ああ、へえ。
And before.
Ah, okay.
So they can compare.
Ah, okay. されながらはちょっとね、turn off になっちゃうもんね。
Yeah.
意味がわかんない感じになっちゃうもんね。スペンクされながら blue, red.
Well, that would change the experiment itself. So
yeah,
that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, 確かに。Okay.Is spanking is S&M 行為, right? どっからが正式に SM になるんだろうね?
Anything that's painful.
Okay.
So as soon as pain is involved, there is... It is a sadomasochistic behavior or activity, right?
そのどっちもできる人スイッチっていうの知らなかった。というかどっちもできる人がいるの知らなかった。
Yeah, I thought it was one or the other, but apparently they have switches. It's interesting. They say that it's similar to meditation or like yoga almost. Interesting.
Yoga. Yeah. Well, でも確かにさ、それやってる時超集中してるから、多分他のこと考えてないもんね。あ、会社で上司にあんなこと言われたとかさ。なんか友達にこんな変な嫌なこと言われたなとか、なんか悪いストレスになるようなこと全部忘れてそうじゃない？その時ばかりは。
Yeah, well,
だから
I said this before, but I've been doing yoga recently. Just watching YouTube, like it all. It is very much stress relieving, and it does require so much focus.
Yeah.
You have to be, you can't really be that distracted while you, it's weird. It's like you're doing something so deliberate for so long.
Yeah.
It's.
あと逆になんかいろんな他のこと考えながら SM できなそうじゃない? If you're distracted, yeah. It's like you can't, I feel like you have to be really into it to do SM.
SM じゃなくてもそうじゃない
普通のセックスだったら I mean you can 何
like oh people, I need to wash the dishes or
yeah you could you still do it and enjoy it to some extent I feel like I hear people like have sex while watching TV とかさ、でも SM になると
やる気ない SM は最低
でしょなんか、yeah. ただのペインじゃん It doesn't feel goodIf you're not into it, so...
Assuming you're on the masochistic end, right?
Is
that what you were announcing?
it's really, it's easier for me to relate to. Because I'm not S. でも確かに S だったら別に distracted でもできるか。ね、テレビとか見ながら。
I don't think so. I think if you are a sadistic person, then you would be into it just because you are S.You wouldn't want to watch TV while you
spank people.
Huh.
そっか。でも本当に痛いやつとかにが好きな人もいるもんね。
What's really interesting to me is this flow state.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of research on the flow state recently. It apparently it has something to do with blood flow in the brain. And what's interesting to me about it is that your cognitive abilities are actually worse in the flow state.
Yeah.
Not it's not like you were brain damaged or anything.
Yeah.
It's just a temporary thing. But that actually allows you to relax and wind down and kind of
まあ、だって
be more
cognitive function いらないもんね。その SM やってるとき多分。But then again, I'm putting myself into the M の人. But S の人だったら cognitive function ある程度いるのかな? Because like...
Well, the reason why the results were different is because the pain is what induced the changes in blood flow. At least that's what they're hypothesizing.
あとだって S の人がリードしなきゃいけないでしょ?多分。次何するとか。そうすると確かに冒頭できないもんね。Like you kind of have to be thinking, no?
I don't think so. Because
really?
This flow state exists in sports.
So it just comes to you. Like
like athletes have to do a lot of stuff to kind of prepare their mental game.
Yeah.
And they try to put themselves into this sort of a flow state.
Yeah.
So they'll do yoga and stuff before they compete. There are a lot of athletes that do that. Because you want to be able to really be in the moment. That's
right.
more important than cognitive ability.
Right.
That's more important than decision making. That's more important than your memory. Because it's not memory at that point. What you want is focus and awareness of your surrounding.
そうだね。今が一番大事ってことだもんね。
If you're fighting someone or you're trying to shoot a three-pointer,And you're distracted. That's worse than not being distracted. I mean, obviously.
yeah. そうだね。まあでもこれをちゃんとこんなしっかり実験してる人がいるっていうのも面白いよね。その SM 中に脳に何が起きてるかみたいな。
Yeah, I don't know how they got people to do this. It's kind of weird.
ね。
Next, on Monday, it was announced that part of the evacuation order for residents or former residents of the Fukushima area will be lifted. Approximately 300 citizens of Tamura City will be allowed to return to their homes if they so choose, Local activists claim that despite cleanup efforts, radiation levels have not fallen significantly. Furthermore, monthly 100,000 yen emotional distress compensation payments will end for residents who decide to return home. More than 130,000 people were forced to evacuate following the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
月曜日、原発事故で出されている福島の避難指示が一部解除され、田村市の約300人の住民が帰宅を許可されました。地元の活動家は、除染が行われた後も依然放射線量は高いとしているほか、政府が一律での再除染はしないと発表しているため、避難指示解除について賛否が分かれています。帰宅を決めた人々には毎月10万円の慰謝料が支払われます。原発事故で避難を余儀なくされた人は13万人以上に上っています。13万人。
I think the number is actually higher than that. I think I've seen numbers closer to 150,000, but、either way, 130,000 people being、displaced is pretty crazy. And、I believe there's been like, I wish I had the number in front of me, but like,something like 10,000 deaths attributed to the relocation, like related to, indirectly caused by the evacuation.
How?
Well, it's a different case by case.
Okay.
But when you have a bunch of old people that suddenly have to leave home, it can be, it's terrible for them. They have to leave everything.
So, うちのおばあちゃんが最近引っ越したのね。おじいちゃんおばあちゃんが、もう何十年も住んでたところから老人ホームみたいな、老人ホームっていうわけじゃなくて、そういうなんか看護師さんとかがいるところに引っ越したの。だからうちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんは誰にも強制されてないわけよ、この福島の人たちと違って。だから自分で決めて自分で行ってるのに、やっぱりおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになると It's so hard for them to adapt to a new environment. Yeah. It's so hard for them to leave a place where, you know, they used to live for years and years. だから、その自分で決めてもこんなに大変なのに、これが本当に、何、この福島みたいに、もう仕方なく出ていかなきゃいけなくて、新しいところに行って、また一から、何、慣れなくちゃいけない。だから友達とかもいなくなっちゃうし、I can't even imagine, you know, what they're going through.Yeah. 13万人だよ。
It's bad for the old people, but it's even worse for young people, for children, because they're far more susceptible. Like at our age, our cells don't divide that often. But when you're a child, your cells are dividing all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes you really susceptible to getting cancer.
Yeah.
From radiation.
Yeah.
So they have confirmed, officials in Fukushima have confirmed that there were, I think now there's like 75 confirmed cases of thyroid cancer, that they believe can be attributed to radiation exposure.
Right.
And that's, the thyroid is extremely important for your development and your health.
Yeah.しかも若ければ若いほど進行が早いからね。
Well, it's have you seen, you've seen the pale bluegrass butterflies? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we've talked about that?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, if anyone missed that, the pale bluegrass butterflies, they're all mutated and deformed in Fukushima.
Yeah.
And these mutations and deformities are passed on to baby butterflies.
Yeah.
I guess they're like larvae or something. But
worms?
Yeah. Part of the reason why that happens is because they go through metamorphosis.
Right.
Which is probably the craziest cell division possible.
Right.
It makes them really susceptible to it.
Mm.
But... that's just one more step in that direction. Children are more susceptible to it than we are.
Yeah.
Old people are more or less, they're okay, I think.
Yeah, but, まあなったとし、まあそれはそれでね、全然あのいいわけじゃないんだけど、ただ進行が遅いしね。あとその今マイケルも言ってるみたいに、cell が あの 分裂するのが子供に比べたらもう全然遅いから。
Also, the fishing industry in Fukushima is not, obviously has not been doing well.
Right, right.
I think they can fish like octopi.
Okay.
Gurai, kana.
Oh.
And I think that's because their flesh is different than a fish.
そっか。
And fish accumulate that cesium 137 really easily. And there's also things like biomagnification, bioaccumulation. So bioaccumulation is for humans. They always talk about how like, oh, the radiation level is this much. Well, hello. These radioactive isotopes bioaccumulate in the human body.
Right.
Iodine accumulates. Iodine 131 will accumulate in your thyroid gland. That's why it's so sensitive. Strontium will accumulate in your bones.
Yeah.
You know, cesium will accumulate in your flesh, in your muscles.
Yeah, I feel like they don't talk about it on the media, like mainstream media. It's always like, 今のレベルはこれぐらい、セシウム何とか、その数字は言うけど、それがじゃあどういう意味なのかっていうところまでもう言わないじゃん。
They compare it to like getting a chest x-ray and stuff like that. Or, they put those numbers out and compare it to flying in an airplane, for example.
Yeah.
This many sieverts or something. But these things that bioaccumulate, they have a half-life of a very long time.
Mm.
Yeah, iodine's pretty short. It's like 8 days. But strontium is like 30 years. Mm. And so is cesium.
ね、だからその half-life が長いものがずっと何年もしかも蓄積されていっちゃうと、だからそれを言ってほしいよね、もうちょっと分かりやすく。 Instead of like 今のこの土からどれぐらいとか、その数字だけ言われても分かんないじゃん。
Well, the bioaccumulative factor is not involved at all when you're on an airplane. You get, you, yeah, the radiation's higher at that altitude, but you come down and then it's over.
Right, right.
Same for a chest x-ray.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a nuclear scientist, but this is my understanding of it, that there is a fundamental difference that is largely not being addressed in mainstream media.
Mm.
Also, the biomagnification property is why fish is so bad right now.
Right.
Because fish eat littler fish.
Mm.
And then at the littlest stuff is like little bottom feeders and stuff. Well, TEPCO has released so much radiation into the ocean, it's just sitting on the ocean floor.
Mm.
And you have all the bottom feeders,
yeah,
consume all that stuff,
yeah,
all that cesium,
yeah, yeah.
Which is probably the worst for fish. And that's stored in their, that bioaccumulates in their bodies.
Mm. And then,
yeah, when another fish eats that fish, now they have the littler fish and they have their own thing. And that keeps happening. And that's the biomagnification thing.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, every time I read something about this, it's just so doomed.
It's not doomed. I don't think it's doomed, but...
But like, it seems like nobody knows what they're doing, and nobody knows what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they just leaked that 100 tons.
De shou? They just keep leaking stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I read, you know, every time I go online. So, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys leaked another whatever tons.
Well, there's... Supposedly, the people that they are hiring aren't exactly specialists.
Yeah.
You know, they're hiring people off the street.
Yeah.
They're hiring criminals.
And, criminals?
Yeah. Supposedly, there was some Yakuza ties to TEPCO,
oh,
and their hiring practices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's not... Well, I mean, I wouldn't call them criminals. It's just like... Right? They had some ties with...
No, they're hiring criminals.
They are?
Yeah, well, just because you're a criminal doesn't mean you can't get a job. I mean, just people that have a criminal record is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, right, they're, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, they got to find people to do this stuff.
Right.
Listen to this. A 2013 World Health Organization report predicts that for populations living in the most affected areas, there is a 70% higher risk of developing thyroid cancer for girls exposed as infants. A 7% higher risk of leukemia in males exposed as infants. A 6% higher risk of breast cancer in females exposed as infants. And a 4% higher risk overall of developing solid cancers for females.
Jesus. See, it just sounds doomed.
It sounds bad, but that's a lifetime risk of 0.75% up to 1.25%. That's the 70% increase.
Mm. Right.
I mean, it's not good. No. But,
no, it's not. And I mean, like, I don't know.
What's interesting about these thyroid cancer cases is they can very easily confirm whether or not... I believe they can very easily confirm whether or not these thyroid cases can be attributed to radiation or not.
Mm.
Because hereditary thyroid cancer appears it's in all your cells.
Okay.
They call it sporadic. Sporadic is far more likely to be radiation induced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
They do tests for PTC oncogene, PTC being papillary thyroid cancer.
Okay.
And RET mutations. So they can actually detect, they can confirm sporadic MTC because that RET mutation is limited to the cancerous cells. It's not in other cells. Yeah, so it should become more clear over time, like what's really going on.
Yeah. So, その因果関係がね。
Yeah.
Okay.
次, Mt. Gox. Mt. Gox, a Japan-based Bitcoin exchange, has gone offline after losing 744,408 bitcoins, or approximately 6% of the bitcoins that were in existence. A document supposedly leaked by Mt. Gox warns that this incident could be the end for bitcoin's adoption as a more mainstream currency. Mt. Gox explains, and this is in quotes, a bug in the bitcoin software makes it possible for someone to use the bitcoin network to alter transaction details to make it seem like a sending of bitcoins to a bitcoin wallet did not occur when in fact it did occur. So the problem is being described as a transaction malleability glitch, which basically just means that people were able to manipulate the transaction data. Competitors Coinbase, Kraken, Bitstamp.net, BTC China, Blockchain.info, and Circle have issued a joint statement denouncing Mt. Gox, saying this tragic violation of the trust of users of Mt. Gox was the result of one company's actions and does not reflect the resilience or value of Bitcoin and the digital currency industry.
東京に拠点を置くビットコインの世界最大規模の取引所マウントゴックスがビットコイン全体の 6% にあたる744,408ビットコインを失い取引を停止しました。これによりビットコインが主流な通貨になる道が遠のいたと言われています。今回の損失はユーザーがソフトウェアのバグを利用してビットコインを入手しながらも入手していないように見せかけていたことによって起きました。マウントゴックスの競合である他の取引所は共同声明で、今回の損失はマウントゴックスとそのユーザーによって起きたものであり、ビットコインや他のデジタル通貨の通貨としての価値を脅かすものではないと発表しています。Sucks for people who have bitcoins.
Yeah, it's
with Mt. Gox, I mean.
Yeah, it does. That's a lot of money.
多分すごいお金、何百万円とか損しちゃって損してる人いるもんね。なんかニュースっていうかネットで見たけど、
they lost 6%、
ね、
of the total of the
yeah
全
体でしょ
of the bitcoins。 ね、6%。
この世にあるビットコイン全体の 6% がなくなっちゃったんだもんね。That's a lot.
Yeah, it's there's an ongoing debate right now of whether or not this was Mt. Gox's fault or if this is an inherent vulnerability in Bitcoin, as Mt. Gox is suggesting.
これってそのソフトウェアのバグをユーザーが利用して起きたわけでしょ。それっていうのは別に Mt. Gox じゃない取引所の人も同じことしようと思えばできるってこと。
Only Mt. Gox was affected.
But why?
Well, exactly, exactly. The overwhelming consensus seems to be that Mt. Gox screwed up, and these other Bitcoin, these other competitors don't suffer from that same vulnerability that they did.
So the software that they're talking about was was only available to Mt. Gox users? I mean, Mt. Gox.
So they.
お客さん.
Well, yeah, you're talking about software. That's from their quote. That's from Mt. Gox's quote.
Right.
Everyone else disagrees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, そういうことか. Oh, so when they say software, they're. Mt. Gox. When Mt. Gox says software, they're referring to.普通の, like,
they're just incompetent. I think they got help from blockchain.info. I think they helped them out. With some sort of a workaround for this thing. So I guess the problem is solved, but but they haven't gotten the money back.
Right.
That's gone.
Right.
You know. So that does hurt Bitcoin a lot.
あ、その誰かはすごい儲けてるって、儲かったってことでしょ?
Well,
or
it's unclear what happened to that money. Some people are suggesting that Mt. Gox was facilitated this
on purpose.
Or, yeah, could have that could be a possibility.
Huh.
But I don't know. That's just hearsay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's still unclear at this point.
Ah, so なんだ。だってあの日本って政府がそのビットコインを通貨として認めてないから、これでビットコインに投資しててお金がなくなっちゃって、もう誰も救済してくれないんだよね、あの普通の株とかと違って。だからね、今回これでお金なくなっちゃってる人は、
Well, yeah, but I actually think this is kind of aStrange timing to say this, but I actually think that Bitcoin is more reliable than our current methods. I mean, look at how much credit card fraud there is. Jesus Christ. It's not even... That's definitely ahead of this. Counterfeit money. People rob banks every day.
Yeah.
Even today, banks are robbed every day.
Yeah.
In developed countries.
But isn't it because Bitcoin is not as popular as the other currency, like the mainstream currencies that we have right now?
What do you mean?
The crime rate or so you problems are much less than...
Oh, well, I mean, just inherently the vulnerabilities are less, I think.
You think?
Yeah, well, that's just my opinion, but I think they're going to...I just think Mt. Gox was incompetent. I really doubt we'll see anything like this again in the near future. And the decentralized nature of it, I think helps keeps it going.
そうね、その decentralized されてるのはすごい面白いし、なんかいいことの感じがするけど、6% なくなっちゃうって言うとちょっと結構怖いけどね。
Yeah, that's a disaster.
Yeah.
But, you know, banks fail.Look at the bank bailouts in the U.S.
I mean,
that's way worse. They almost took... If they didn't bail out those banks, that would have destroyed the world economy.
まあね。
That's way worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's not really a currency issue, though.
だからその、今ビットコインに投資してないから私とか、 全然なんか他人事みたいな感じで、うん、あまあでもいいかと思うけど、これ今やってて取引停止されてる人はさどう思うかっていう話じゃない、
うん、
I mean would they still think that it's stable?
I'm thinking about buying Bitcoin now because of this, because this happened.
下がってるから
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, you should probably try. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I can sit around on my yen, which continues to
depreciate.
Like we've lost 20% of the value of the yen in not very long. You know, I've talked about this before, but it's a shitty investment to sit around on yen when the government's deliberately just handing it off to boost exports for automobile companies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why don't you just try Bitcoin then?
Because like one coin is like $500 or something right now.
まあそうだよね。だって 6% で74万ビットコインだから1ビットコインがすごい高いよね。Right?
Yeah, yeah. Bitcoin hit $1,000. I remember when Bitcoin was selling for like $40 and I was like, oh, should I buy this? Should I buy this? And I didn't buy it. And then, and even now it's like, I don't know what it's at now. The market probably reacted to this, but I think it's at like 500 or 600 or something, or 700 or something. That's still a lot more than 40 or 50 or whatever it was before.
まあでもだからビットコインの将来を信じてる人は今が買い時なんじゃないの?
Yeah, I should probably pull the trigger now.
ね。
If I wasn't broke, I'd buy some Bitcoin right now. For sure.
そうだね。
For sure. How who's gonna no one has been able to really explain why Bitcoin won't work or how it's going to fail. This happening, this is one of the worst case scenarios. This Mt. Gox. It wasn't supposed to be possible for this to happen though. That's what makes it interesting. How did this happen?
That's what makes it scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah, just because, so unpredictable.
Yeah, everyone else is fine, but if you're one of these people that were affected by this, and you're one of these people using Mt. Gox, then you know.
Too bad.
You're gonna be pretty upset. It's not as bad as that guy that lost his Bitcoin wallet hard drive that had like,
そうだね。そうだね。それよりはそうだね。マシだね。
He like threw it away on accident. Like,
yeah.
Like $100 million or yeah. something.
それよりマシと思ってポジティブに。した方がいいね。
Mm.
これでなくなっちゃった人がいるとしたら。
I should have bought the Bitcoin first and then told people I was going to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah. Too late.
Too late.
Yep. Transcript. 今までの文は出てるんだけど、この間吉田健作先生のね、Transcript も出して、今回のエピソードの文から、ちょっと使えそうな単語とフレーズをちょっとだけ付けた上にリストにしようかなと思っています。だから
I think it'll help people.
そうなんかいっぱいあるからねうちらページがいっぱいあって、yeah. 多分知らない単語が超いっぱいある人もいるから。どっから覚えていいか分かんないみたいになっちゃうかもしれないのでこれだけ覚えればいいんじゃないみたいなやつをちょっとパッと選んで上にリストにしようと思うのでぜひ使ってくださいこの間の吉田健作先生のやつすごかったねみんなのフィードバック
Yeah, yeah.
今まで一番ぐらい、今まで一番ぐらいフィードバック多かったんじゃない？ツイッターとか。
そうかも。
I feel like、ありがたいね。Facebook のコメントもみんなありがとうございました。
Yeah, it's funny reading people talking about how they're gonna try the 独り言 勉強
yeah.
stuff like that.
そう、独り言ね。But I'm sure it helps. I mean, it helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.So, we should all try with. Like, I should start doing that again with Spanish. かな
Are you trying to take up Spanish again?
Yeah.
なんで?
Because I like it.
どっか行くの?
行かないけど便利じゃん。
え?
超便利だよ。スパニッシュホラー映画見れるしさ。
That's so 細かい。
でも結構でかいよそれ。あんまりさ、あの英語にの字幕ないやつとかもあるし、あの見れる映画の幅が広がるっていう。
I'm only taking in Japanese stuff right now, like that 猫汁 or whatever.
そう、それ何？ちょっと後で見して。何、ね、猫汁？
猫汁。
それ有名なの
？I don't know.
それ何で見るの ？YouTube とか ？What's that？
YouTube にあるかな。
そう、なんかマイケルが急に変な猫の画像を送ってきて、この怖い猫のやつ知らないのみたいな。
It's interesting. I think it's based on some fairly popular old Japanese manga. Illustrated by this famous Japanese female author.
Okay.
And they made this weird movie about it. And ホラーじゃないけどホラーっぽいよね。
なんか怖いやつだったら絶対伊藤潤二のホラー漫画がいいよ。この間表紙見せたじゃん、 Kindle の。
いや、それ無理だよね。
怖い。
it was really グロい、no?
グロいっていうかね、アンイーズーな気持ちにさせられるんだよね。
those teeth、
yeah.
the pointy teeth. Super sharp teeth、
yeah. ああいうでもレトロっぽい古いなんか80年代っぽいホラー漫画、
yeah, 楽しいよ。 I think this cat thing is like that too actually.
Oh, okay. そう、ちょっと古い方が面白いんだよね。でちょっとなんか突っ込みどころとかもあったりして、 It's like scary but then funny at the same time. It's just really weird.
It seems like you'd like it.
Yeah, あのこれ聞いてる人で日本語勉強してる人はぜひ伊藤潤二のホラー漫画読んでみてください。
It has 振り仮名 too.
そうそうそう、振り仮名ついてるから漢字にね。だから
Yeah, I need that.
うん、そう、まだ漢字苦手な人はぜひ。結構最近いるよね、メッセージくれる人で日本語勉強してますっていう人。
Yeah.
これを聞いて。
Recently.
Then I feel bad.
Why?
Because you're listening to my 日本語じゃん。
いいじゃん。
My 適当日本語。Okay. それぐらいかな今日。他になんか言うことあったっけ？ないよね。
Things are getting pretty crazy in the Ukraine right now, actually. I just kind of wanted to mention it. Maybe I'll post a video later, but they've toppled all of the Lenin statues. Not all, but almost all of the Lenin statues in the Ukraine.
Oh.
They're just throwing ropes around them and
using
huge trucks to like yank it off. And そのまま they're like driving down the street, dragging the statues all over the city. It's really crazy. And the president has been ousted.
Oh yeah. So だね.
They also found all of the president's son's cars and they're uploading all these pictures of the president's place. And it's super extravagant, lavish.
まあそうでしょうね。
Lifestyle, party boats and stuff.
Wow. Okay.
It's pretty interesting.
Kim Jong Un style.
Yeah. そのぐらいかな。
Okay. Okay. 終わり。また来週。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.